You can't have a station called The Bone and not have at least one black host. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Nothing bad ever happens to me. Nothing bad ever happens to me.
Why should I care?
Welcome back. Cat Named Mo Show.
A man broke into my neighborhood. He threatened
the Jerick, I think I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Marcello Arancineros.
So good.
There's so much pizza that JoJo inadvertently discovered an entire pepperoni pizza just laying over in the corner. You're welcome, Johnny B. She's like, hey, what's this pizza over here?
I'm just glad that I finally got to try, because I've been I'm going to go there this week. I'm going to go there, and guess what? I've never been. But
right.
I have to tell you, it's the deal.
I wouldn't lie to you. Now, you have to understand this, too. You're getting this at a lukewarm temperature. Imagine sitting in the restaurant and this coming out piping hot. Marcello don't play. A man owns a gun store. He ain't going to make bad food. By the way, Kendra, I invited a friend of mine, comedian friend, writer friend, Clark Brooks, who's we're friends on Facebook, and I noticed that one of yes.
Yeah.
He came. I said, how do you know? I was at Science Winners, and he was there. I was like, how do you know Kendra? And then he told me the story, and then I invited him in.
We go way back.
Yeah, good. There was some guy that reached out to me. He said he was a high school friend, and he wanted to come in, but I didn't know if. Could have been.
Was it?
I'll look on my thing and try and find out.
As long as it wasn't Johnny Olja or Sean Miller.
Man, Johnny really did a number on you,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Oh no.
What was so traumatic about the way that Johnny did he make you doubt yourself? What was it?
Imagine being a 13-year-old girl. Like you're like, when you're 13, it's a scary place to be because you're in the middle of like you haven't. Had the harsh these harsh things of the world come down yet, and yet also you're still like not quite as innocent in any ways.
Right,
I'm going
right.
into a philosophy.
No.
Junior high thing. Anyways, I remember like I wanted to fit in so bad. I had this cooler older brother, but yeah, was awkward kind of just. Anyways,
were you nerdy? What was awkward?
No,
about?
I wasn't nerdy. I was dorky. That's way worse than nerdy. Dorky is a lot rougher, man. And I just remember sitting even one day, the day after I got the hell no for the Sadie Hawkins dance, Johnny and Sean, I'm just hoping this is like, I'm having a dream come true right now, if they're listening. Johnny and Sean are sitting down the way in the assembly room at Southside. And
this is during the
same.
Is this the Sadie Hawkins dance?
No, this is like before the dance,
okay.
But after they said no.
No, okay. So you're in an
and
assembly.
And they're sitting down for me, and they're looking over at me. And I had these big braces. I had a huge overbite growing up. But yet I also like wore the headgear because I thought it was like making a statement.
Let me pause you right there. What statement are you making wearing the headgear?
I don't know if that was the weird part or that I brought my ventriloquist dummy to class
Stop
with me,
it.
Too.
Stop it. You had a ventriloquist dummy?
See, I would have wanted to be nothing but to be friends with you. I'd have been like, this girl doesn't give a rat's ass about anybody but her. And so she just does her own thing, and that's what's cool. But you don't realize that when you're 13.
I mean, yeah, JoJo, you're a girl. Conversely, you can understand that too. And I'm assuming he was one of the hotter guys at the school.
Yeah.
That a girl with an overbite headgear and a ventriloquist dummy is not who you want to be seen hanging around with.
I mean, I was a few pounds overweight and had imaginary friends, so I feel like we would have gotten along just fine.
But she actually embodied her imaginary friend to a ventriloquist dummy.
The ventriloquist might have been a year before that, but he was still in my...
I started...
He was there.
But she had something tangible. I didn't. It looked like I was just talking to myself everywhere I went. Broccoli and cauliflower came with me everywhere.
I'm just stating I started out Team Kendra, and now I'm Team Johnny and Sean. Okay, so you're at
a fickle friend you are.
Hey.
She's got a ventriloquist dummy and an overbite.
He's not very loyal.
Nope.
Well, okay,
so I'm sitting in the assembly.
And you
and
look across.
I look across, and I'm like, they're looking at me. But then this is what they're doing to me. And if listeners, I'm going to just describe what I'm doing right now. They did this, where they did a little, like, the shape. They took their hand and did the shape of a D to their nose because I have a big nose.
Let me stop you there. Let me stop you. Your nose is perfect for your face. You do not have a big nose.
Why?
Your nose is characteristic of the embodiment of you. So don't let
it's
anybody.
It's mine now. I own it. But yeah.
I can relate with a big nose.
At 13, and you have these boys doing the shape of a D over their face like this, and then they did this. Flat chest, you know, they're doing a washboard, and they had this whole dance thing going as they're looking at me.
See, I would never have done that. Yeah. Never.
So wait a minute. They have coordinated a big nose, flat chest dance hand.
Yeah.
It's like they're voguing. It was
voguing. But you know what you need to do now on stage is make the move. You got to bust the move.
So you realize what they're doing.
Yeah. And then do you want to hear what the worst, what I did?
Oh, I can't wait.
I had my best friend, Amanda Schnur.
Well, she remembers everybody's name.
I do. Oh, I kept journals. I have journals. I have my, did you guys see Billy Madison and the, you know, the checklist? God.
That's yes.
I'm Steve Buscemi. my friend Amanda was sitting with me, and she was going through some awkward phases, too. She was my big, tall, like, gangly, goofy friend, and we both had this other crush on this other. Oh, sorry. Spit. I said spit.
I just want to point this
so
out.
So sorry.
I just want to point
this
out. That's
like,
okay. That's okay. I just want to point this out. From the moment she sat down, when she walked into the room, I said to myself, at some point, I'm gonna have to dump her. I'm not gonna know when. Not gonna know what word it is. I'm not gonna give her a heads up because I want an unfiltered, unadulterated Kendra. But I knew at some point I would have to dump you.
Spit.
Yeah,
spit.
There you go.
I felt like spit.
So you wanted to make her. Why did you want to make her feel
to
like?
Make
you
my,
can say yes. You
want to make myself feel better.
But I thought she was your friend.
She was.
Wow.
This is what happens.
Wow.
Bullying.
So
bullies make bullies.
Bullies make bullies. So what, JoJo, are you team Kendra now, knowing that she was about to throw our friend under the bus?
I'm still.
Okay.
I went through a lot of similar stuff, so I can relate.
Okay.
Did you know that I was going to come in here and bring us all back to junior high today?
No, I love it, though. So you were going to make your tall, gangly friend feel bad by...
Well, here's what I did. So after the assembly, feeling bad about the washboard nose dance, there's this ramp going out of the school. There's a ramp going up into the main section of the school.
Right.
Just behind us is this guy. Let me put another name out. Maybe if any of these guys call in, that would be so much fun. Mike Rock. Mike Rock looked like Leonardo DiCaprio of the eighth. He was an eighth grader. And he was like even... way cooler than like the other he was like like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
He's walking behind us, and Amanda had like a folder, like we stalked him pretty much, and he's walking behind us. I'm like, Mike's behind us. So what did I do to make myself feel better? I put my foot out and I tripped her.
That's messed up.
And she went
All right, I'm team Kendra again. I'm back on your...
See, and I was going to be like, maybe that was a bit too far.
Oh, it gets worse.
No. Oh, it gets worse?
Since she was, you know, like we're 13, going through puberty, different sizes and shapes, she tripped and she fell and she went rolling down the ramp. And Mike had to step over her.
But he, by the way, doesn't help her up, steps over her.
Right?
He sounds like a super awesome guy.
Hey, listen, Mike's got things to do. He's the Leonardo DiCaprio of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And then, I don't know why I'm telling this. I feel like I'm all of a sudden like, I'm going to get some hate mail after this.
No!
So then
it was junior high.
I look at Amanda and I go, watch out, a-hole. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can, but I wouldn't have.
Amy-o, watch out. Watch out. And I said
right,
a bad word.
A-hole.
And then his best friend, who was his sidekick, said, yeah, people. The end.
This sort of story took a dark turn.
I know. Crickets.
So, no. There's no crickets. So, did you help her up?
No.
Did you wait until she...
I did. Nah. We had this, like, we were these friends that we would just do horrible things to each other. Have you ever watched Pinky and the Brain? Did you guys ever see that cartoon?
Yep. Yeah.
I was the brain, the, like, little bully, like, although she was very, like, wonderful and way smarter than me, but I was the little, like,
everyone makes fun of me, and I need someone to make fun of, so I'll just make fun of my best, my only friend.
Wow. Women can be vicious.
Yeah.
Y'all cruel.
I know, but guys, like, you guys, like, just, you know, growing up with brothers, they'd just punch each other and
yeah,
be over,
we get
it,
over it. Did she know you tripped her? She knew you tripped her.
Yeah. Oh, she was so mad.
Did she?
She know you tripped her? She was standing right next to her.
She was gangly. She might have thought she tripped over her own feet.
Like a baby giraffe.
Watch out, a-hole. And did you guys remain friends?
Of course.
Do you know to this day?
Yeah, she's up in Minneapolis. She's doing great.
And you guys talk to each other? Did she grow out of the gangly phase?
She's a wonderful human being.
All right, okay. Like, now give me the names of the four guys that factored
okay,
into
the guys
this.
That we have now? Okay, we have Johnny Olja, Sean Miller, Mike Rock, and Amanda Schnur.
Wow. Where do you go from there? I was going to do a news and reveal. We'll come back. I know you're gonna have to let you go in too, because I have another guest coming in, but you're going to do one more
yes.
song. You're not going to go anywhere. So you have your family is down here, even mm-hmm. though you're in New York. So do you hang? So you don't hang out with anybody from junior high or high school really anymore, do you? Did that nose dance and the nose and flat chest dance, did that fashion an image of yourself once you got into high school? Was it something that you might have felt you were aware of but you thought was just fine, and then you when they ridiculed it? You know what I mean, JoJo, where you may be going along thinking, not just because you're a girl. Jerrica, okay.
I'm a girl, okay. And you didn't ask me.
I'm sorry, Jerrica.
I'm sorry, JoJo.
Jerrica, okay, you're a very thin-framed girl, Jerrica.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, you may say, growing up, okay, I'm just a thin-framed girl. There's all shapes and sizes. But then if someone starts to ridicule you, then they put into your head that's not...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that awkward mm-hmm. stage where it's like 13 to 16... It sucks, but at the same time, when you get older, you realize this is who I am, mm-hmm. and you own it.
It's so funny. I'm the opposite. It.
You did not own it.
I feel like I cared less when I was younger than I do now. I was like, oh, he's talking about me. Yeah, I'm a little bit chubby, but whatever. I'm still going to wear this two-piece bathing suit, and I'm still going to go and swim with my friends and not care. And now I'm like, I have a hat on and a parka, and I sit in the shade under the tree, and I'm like, you guys have fun. It's good. You know what I mean? Like, it's different now.
Right,
I'm more
right.
aware of it.
Right.
Where I think when I was younger, I just didn't pay attention to it.
Ben, pull that microphone in front. No. Go ahead. You can share the dads there. Does any of this ring familiar to you? Because I didn't realize girls were going through this at that age.
I mean, looking back on, I mean, I was a little older, and we didn't have social media and all that. And I think
right.
bullying's obviously at a different stage now than it was when I was growing up. But it was around, and I wish I could say that I wasn't like Johnny or the other guy. I mean, I was.
You were.
I was not a good guy. You know.
So you would have done the nose, flat chest.
I would have done the nose. I would have been right in the middle of it. And, you know. I mean, that's just the person that I was. I like to think that maybe I'm not anymore. But
right.
But
just
you'd be wrong.
But the other thing about it is. You know, if I got bullied, and you know, it goes both ways, is, you know, instead of going and crying about it or doing whatever, like, I think we learned it, however different, because we didn't have to deal with it all the time. Like, when we went home, right. we didn't have to see the social media, and it wasn't always around us. You know, if somebody bullied me, I'd punch him in the face. You know, I mean,
right.
it just was like, it was just a different time. But I wish that I could stand here and say that I wasn't that person in the auditorium that, you know, I probably hurt a lot of feelings.
And I guarantee you this, even after they mocked you with that dance, you probably still sought their affection out, didn't you?
I'm here, I am how many years later, and here I don't want their affection, but
but it's still there. It's still there. And you remember, and that's what I'm just when you were talking about it and you put me on the spot, but I actually was thinking in my mind, like, all those times that I was that guy. And they're probably still, although it doesn't really affect your everyday, you know, but it still knows the names, knows the time.
Someone's throwing a Benjamin Swig out somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That
right.
son of a gun.
Yeah, right.
And they're usually, I grew up in San Francisco, so all those guys I made fun of in high school are now like Silicon Valley billionaires, you know, and they're the ones having the last laugh right now.
Yeah. You've had no desire to look them up on Facebook and see what they're doing?
No, I feel like maybe before I moved to New York, I used to run into them. And actually, I feel like they became like really like they grew out of, you know, like when you're kids, you don't have a leverage of, you don't realize that
kids are really mean.
Yeah.
But and the other thing is they don't understand.
But let's not be an apologist for, because not everybody was making fun of other people's physical appearances at a young age. I mean, there's youth and then there's inconsiderateness.
Yeah.
You know, not every kid, you know, that was not my thing. I didn't do that.
But I think the reason I did it was not because I was mean-spirited, but because I wanted to look cool to the other people fit in with the cool group, and that's the sort of the way
I see, you know. Listen, I see that she was ready to sacrifice mobility of her best friend for
like she literally threw her friend under the bus
and then doubled down and called her an a-hole. Like she's an a-hole for falling with somebody.
How dare you fall in front of me?
You ain't right, Kendra. You ain't right. All right, we'll be back with one more song from Kendra Morris. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real.